Okay, Kumlana Black the Gemara of Gimel Amr Aleph. So we explain why this Gemara follows Makkas, because we're starting with 2 that equals 4, just like over there we had 1 that equals 5 or 1 that equals 2. Says the Gemara, okay, and why doesn't it repeat the same thing in the Goyim and by Shabbos as well, the whole list of things? Because the Goyim and Shavuos are very similar to each other, and therefore we only mention over here Shavuos. We mentioned already Osa Yedis Atuma, because they're similar. Once they're similar and they're written next to each other, Teda, we write everything else down. Says the Gemara, Pasach b'Shavuos, the Mishnah starts talking about Shavuos, Shtayim Shem Arba, or Mefadish Yedias Atuma, and instead it goes in detail about Tuma. Says the Gemara, Aidi de Zutrin Milayu, because there's less to talk about Tuma than about Shavuos, Pasach Shariluhu, the Hadatani Shavuos and the Fisher Milayu. First he talks about, he stops and he talks about Tuma. Now Tuma is the next 2 prakim, we're going to learn all about Tuma. And only afterwards you're going to learn about Shavuos.
That's little
compared to Shavuos. Okay, he says the Mishnah Shavuos, Shtayin Shein Arba, the 2 Shavuos which become 4, Shtayin, what are the 2 Mahatayde, She Oichel, Ushala Oichel, I will eat and he doesn't, or I won't eat and he does. In other words, the Shavuos, Bitui, Lahora, Oilehetiv. Shein Arba, that we add another 2, Achalti, Shala Achalti, he lied. I did eat, but he didn't. Or he didn't eat and he did. And all of these, what? You chayiv, a carbon, Oilev, he ate it. As soon as it's a machlekes tanaim, so therefore we need to say the Mishnah goes according to one tana. But then it says yediyas atumah comes to tumah shtayim shenar. But what are the 2 that become 4? Shtayim. What are the 2 the principal ones? The principal ones are you remembered, you knew you were tummy, you forgot you were tummy, and then you remembered. And during the stage when you forgot, you either entered the base of Mikdash or you ate kodesh. So that's the 2 Malchayda. Oops.
Yeah. Did you drop your coffee with it?
Thank you. Baruch Hasadir Alayhi Hosham. Okay, so by Tuma Shtayim, what are the 2 principal ones? The Diyas Tuma, you knew you were Tame. Kodesh V'Diyas Tumas Migdash, you knew you were Tame, and then you forgot, you entered the base of Migdash, and you knew you were Tame, you forgot, and you ate Kodesh. What's the Arba, what's the extension? That you knew you were Tame, but you forgot that this was the base of Migdash, or that this was a carbon, Kodesh and Migdash. Yitzias the Shabbos, Shtayim and Arba, by Shabbos, what are the 2 that become 4? Shtayim is Haitzod, the Onitzod, Balabais. The man standing in the house and he takes something from inside the house outside, or the man standing and places it outside, or a man standing outside puts his hand in the window and takes something from the table and puts it outside. Shehein Arba, so that's Hitzah, which is the principal malacha. And the extension is Hachnosa, bringing in, the Oni Vachnosa Balbai, the bringing in of the poor man, bringing in the rich man. Maris Negoyim, the different shades and colors of Negoyim. Shnayim, the 2 principal ones, the Seis of Heres, Shehein Arba, 4, Shnayim is Seis of Heres. Different shades of white, which we'll see later. Shein Arba, that has an extension of the 2. Se'eis v'tuldasa. Se'eis and its corollary. And then Behedis v'tuldasa. Behedis and its corollary. You know, there's different shades of white. So the Chayda, who is the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that when it comes to a Shavua, not only you bring a carbon, if you talk about Lahaba, the future, I will eat, and you didn't abide by your Shavua, I won't eat, but even if you lied about the past, you also bring a carbon, because l'chayda, it's a lav shein by mice, whatever it is, you bring a carbon. Mani mas nisin, who's the author of our Mishnah? L'chayda loy rabbi yishmo v'loy rabbi akiva. Because whichever town that we have a problem with one of the issues there. For example, I rabbi yishmo holds that when it comes to shvuah, the only time that you have to bring a carbon is if it's about the future, not about the past. I rabbi yishmo ha'amad, he said, because the post says lehetiv lahara lehetiv, which is about the future. That's the only time to bring a carbon. If you made a promise, you didn't keep your promise. But not if it's about the past. So obviously our Mishnah cannot be authored by Rabbi Shmuel. So it must be Rabbi Akiva, who argues. Rabbi Akiva holds that, but whether it's the future, whether it's the past, you always bring a carbon. But the problem then is the next one, tumah. And yid Rabbi Akiva ha'amar, Rabbi Akiva holds al helim tumah. If you forgot that you were tumah, that's when chayiv you bring the carbon. But there ain't a chayiv al migdash. If you knew you were tumah and you forgot that this is the base of migdash, you didn't realize this is a carbon, you take it, don't bring a carbon. So who is the author of our Mishnah? We have a problem. If it's Rabbi Shmuel, we have a problem with the Shavuot. If it's Rabbi Akiva, we have a problem with tumah. We have two answers. E bois aim, if you want, I can tell you Rabbi Shmuel, the author of Mishnah Bishmol. And the E bois aim, I can tell you Rabbi Kiva. E bois aim, Bishmol. Let's first talk about Rabbi Shmuel. Mehen lechiyuv and mehen leptur. He's not saying that all four of them that you bring a carbon. Two of them is the principal ones, and you bring a carbon oil of yodet, that carbon that commensurate to your financial arrangements. And then it extends to another two, which is osir. But you're not. But it's not a carbon bringing. Or, and that's why the, by Shavua there's taka for, Rabbi Shmuel says, but you don't bring a carbon on past tense. Or e by saying Rabbi Kiva, same thing. When it comes to tumah, mehen lechi, if two of them that you are talking bring a carbon out of the yaded, if you want, if you forgot you were tummy, or mehen leptur, and two of them, if you forgot that it was kodesh or mikdashav, you're not allowed to, but at least you don't bring a carbon. Says the Gemara leptur, you tell me leptur, how dum yed matters going tani lechayda. We have a number of cases on Mishnah. We have Shabbos, we have Shavua, we have tumah, and we have the goyim. When it comes to Negoyim, when you say two that equal four, everyone agrees that on all four, you're liable. All four are full-fledged saras. The Se'es, and so is corollary. And the tool, and the Beheres, and his corollary. So how can you say when it comes to Tumah, the extra two are a lower level? When it comes to Negoyim, they're all exactly the same. Hadumi the matters, Negoyim, Tani, they all have to be similar as Negoyim.
Don't you say the same with Shabbat?
Can I say that same question? Yeah. Because... And Tais explains the reason why we don't say Shabbos the same thing, because you're right, Shabbos yichayv whether it's Tzoy Achnosa, but how do you know yichayv Achnosa? Because we compare it to Negoyim. So Negoyim is the primary example where all four, not only the principal ones but also the tangents, are also liable chayv, and then we learn from the rest of the mission is the same. So for the Gemara, ma hosam kula lechayuva, just like by Negoyim, all four of them. Yechayev, you consider lepers, av hachanami, kulachiva, all four by Shavua, all four by Tumah, Yechayev. So the question goes back, who is the author of our Mishnah? So you're right, La'elam Rabbi Yishmol. You had a problem if it's Rabbi Yishmol, we have a ketumah, we understand. Rabbi Yishmol holds, it makes no difference if you forgot that you're Tumah, you forgot that it's a carbon. But Rabbi Yishmol holds, when it comes to Shavua, if it's about past tense, you don't bring a carbon, if I swear, I never ate that, and you're a liar. So it's a different kind of a shvur. Shvur is, I said I'll do something, you didn't keep your shvur. Here, you lied. So it's a different issa. So Rabbi Shmuel, this does not bring a carbon elevated. And yet the Mishnah seems to say, kulam l'chiyuv yechayv. So this Gemara will say, there's two kinds of chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of a carbon and a chiyuv of lashes. Rabbi Shmuel, when we learn from the goyim that even the tangents are chayiv, the chayiv that you didn't have era, and you will get punished. You will get lashes. But carbon you only bring on Shavua. Shavua is only in the future days.
What about an aid who gives aid to sin?
It's a different kind of Shavua. We'll see more later.
He's giving a Shavua on the past. And if he's found to be lying, not in the case of Zomer, he's not trying to cause anything to Pliny.
The aid is not making sure. It's God makes
sure. The aid makes sure, yeah.
It's a litigant who makes sure.
So what is the aid doing? He's just telling a bitter dvarim. That's all he's doing.
Yeah. Good. Rabbi Shmuel says that for a shvu about the past, you're not liable. You're talking about a carbon. You don't bring carbon out of the yodet. But Malchus chiyuv mechayiv. But Malchus he is chayiv. And how does he know that? He learns from Rava. Rava says, "Befeidish ripset toida shvu a sheker dum yed shvu a shav." The Rava says that what that you learn out that you're chayiv for swearing about the past. Because l'chayiv you write and say it's a lav she'ein be ma'isa. And if a lav she'ein by ma'isa, you don't get malchus or anything else. But Rava says you learn that from the pasuk, but it says like sisa shem Hashem and kechal Hashav, Ad Hashem will not forgive you. But and so on and so forth. We learn from there. But a bezin will fadish will punish you for it. And by punishing for you, they will forgive you, because when you get a punishment, that's your forgiveness. And that's talking about shavua shav. Talking about shavua, there's two kinds of shavua shav. But over there, shavua shav can mean a wasted shavua. You swear Allah Evan Shavu Evan. That's a Shavua that was no need for it. But there in the title, talking about Shavu Shav, it's talking about a lie. You say Al Evan Shavu Zav, or Al Yem Shavu Laila. That's a classic Shavu Shav. And for that, you get punished. So we can learn from there also, because it says over here, it says twice La Shav. And we say the second time it says La Shav, in that Pasha, we say the second La Shav is coming to teach you a Shavua Sheker as well. That a shvur sheker, even though normally you shouldn't get punished for it, because it's only a lav shem ma'is, it's words, you will get punished for a shvur sheker. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't bring a carbon oil of the yadid for swearing by the past, but you will bring it malchus for swearing by the past. Like Rava says over here, you learn that from shvur shav.
If you introduce this concept of the idea of ma'is, if you say that I'm making sure that I will eat, and then you pray for me, you're not doing any nicer.
If what?
If you say I will eat,
you don't get malchut. We'll see later.
For future. No.
We'll see. So very simple. When you swear about the future, at the time you made the shvur, did you say anything wrong? Absolutely not. So therefore, we don't want that for shvur shav. Shvur shav, at the time that you opened your mouth and words came out of it, it was wrong. It was a lie. So what do we learn out of shvur shav? Only a shvur which is similar. A shvur, a lie. I said I ate something this morning, which wasn't true. So when did you commit the sin? As soon as you said your words. That's exactly like shvur shav. That's when you get malchus. But a shvur la asid, there's nothing wrong at the time when you said it. Just later, you didn't keep your shvur. That's a different thing altogether. Says the Gemara. So again, Amar Rava, the Feiz, will tell you the Shvua Sheker, Dumye, the Shvua Shav. If you have a Shvua lie, which is similar to Shvua Shav, that as soon as you utter the words, it came out, Ma Shav, Lisha Ova, just like Shav is talking about the past, Av Sheker, Nami Lisha Ova. Says the Gemara. Bishleime, Ochalti, Veloyachalti, I understand when you tell me Ochalti or Loyachalti, Kidrava. I understand about the past, if I said I did eat or I didn't eat, I understand how to get form. You get malchus like Rav. And if you said, so you're saying we're talking about malchus. Now, if you're talking about malchus, because all four have to be the same. You're talking about malchus, I said I ate, I didn't eat, I swore false, I get malchus. If I said I did not eat, and I swear I will not eat, and then you go ahead and eat, I'll get malchus. Why? Because I did my Aveda through a pool. But if I made a shvur, I will eat it that today, and I didn't. How did I do my Aveda? Without doing a pula, lav shem and ma'isa. So why am I getting malchus? Since all four are compared to each other, like the goyim, all the chiyuvim are the same. That means all of them get malchus. How come? Why will you get malchus? You will get malchus about the future as well if you proactively were over it, but not if passively you're over it. So if I made a shvur that I will eat something and I didn't, why would I get malchus? And they're not all the same. Says the Gemara. Bishlema ochalti v'loyachalti, past tense. I did eat or I didn't eat. So therefore, Kidrava, I understand why I'll get malchus like Rava said, because he compared it to Shvur Shav. I also understand Shaloy Eichel, if I said I will not eat va'ochel, I went ahead and actively ate it, I defied, I breached this meshvur. Nami, I'll get malchus lav sheyesh by ma'isu. I'll get malchus lav sheyesh by ma'isu. Why? Because I'm actively over my shvur. Ela Eichel, I made a shvur, I will eat. But l'poil v'le'ochel, I didn't eat. Will I get malchus l'choyde not? Am I? And yet, all four chiyuvim are the same. Look, it's a lav she'em b'maisa. It's a lav she'em b'maisa. I didn't know anything wrong. So the Gemara, Kesover Rabbi Shmuel may hold that lav she'em b'maisa loikin olov. So the author of our mission, Rabbi Shmuel, and when it comes to shvuah, you had a problem. We say we're not talking about carbon. And when you say you have two that become four, we're talking about shvuah. You get malchus. Two become four. Three out of the four, we understand why you get malchus, but one of them is a lav she'ein by ma'aser. So it must be that Rabbi Shmuel holds a lav she'ein by ma'aser loikin olov. The problem will be that this Mishnah has no name, which means this is a stam Mishnah. That means we have a stam Mishnah here, according to the way we're explaining right now, that learns that a lav she'ein by ma'aser, you will get malchus, and that's a problem. So, kashya Rabbi Yechon. We have this a number of times in Gemara. Rabbi Yechon laid down a general rule, and every time we have a problem with this, we bring it up. Whenever you have a stam mishnah, it means Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and all the Tanoim who sat there with him decided this is the halacha, and that's why they left it nameless to tell you that this is unanimous, or the consensus follows this. The Vitmar, and we learned shvua she'oichel kikazu hayayim. If I make a shvua, I'll eat this bread today. I made a shvua, I'll eat the bread today. I didn't. So how was I over? It's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. And for over, the day went by, v'layachla didn't eat it. Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. There's an argument Yechon Reish Lakish as to why you don't get malchus. Both of them hold you don't get malchus. We had this gemara in the last, just a week ago, in Malchus. Why don't you get malchus? They both say, ain't like you don't get malchus, according to Rabbi Yechon, because ain't like it, have a lav she'ein by ma'isa. So what do we see? How's Rabbi Yechon paskin? That a lav she'ein by ma'isa, you don't get malchus. And yet, the Rabbi Yechon paskins here like a Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah here, which is Rabbi Shmuel, paskins that you do get malchus. How can reconcile Rabbi Yechon's? The Shlokas gave a different reason why. If I said I will eat something and I didn't, I don't get malchus. The Cholav Shem Ma'aser Leglo, but Rabbi Shlokas Amar, ain't like you don't get malchus. We had this whole Gemara Hasra Safiki. At the time when he said I'll eat the bread, when do we give him the warning? At the time when he made the Shua. Did you know that he won't eat the bread? Did he know he won't eat the bread? And remember, Hasra has to be Ketekel Dibur. So when will you give him a warning? Can't. So therefore, it's Hasra Sofik. And Shlokish holds Hasra Sofik whenever you give a warning. And at the time you're not 100% sure it'll be over, ain't Leishma Sarkal Hasra. And Rabbi Yechon argues, he holds that it is Hasra. So Lechayid, we have a problem. How can Rabbi Yechon rule that every time there's a Stam Mishnah, we follow Stam Mishnah? So Lechayid, the halacha should be Lav Shein Vamaisa, you do good Malkus. And Rabbi Yechon personally passed in the Lav Shein Vamaisa, ain't like in a love, and that is why he says, we made a Shua, Ali bread, and I didn't, that wrong with Malkus.
Say that
the Stam Mishnah is Rav Des Rabbi Yechon, and that doesn't hold like that. No, but Rabbi Yechon laid down a rule.
Because he laid down that rule, he'll lapel the halacha is like Stam Mishnah, but his personal opinion.
How can he? If he says the halacha is like Stam Mishnah, yeah, I'm not going to agree with that. What does that mean, halacha is like Stam Mishnah? Halacha is Stam Mishnah means that we have to follow that rule, including himself. Why is he?
He has to follow, but in Sfara, he holds it.
But it's a halacha, he paskin halacha l'maisa, he's not getting malchus if you make a shvur leap. And the reason he gave it, because l'avashem maisa. Rabbi Yechon holds that Asura Sofik, you do get malchus. So how come you don't get malchus?
So
he says, I will eat.
I forgot what it was, the Tana, that Hush was Shinov, because Sheyotze Porah
Be'lozimizayah.
Why? Because the other Chachamim held that this,
yeah,
is
but
also,
but
he didn't hold like that.
Rabbi Yechon never said halacha like the other Chachamim. Rabbi Yechon laid a rule. Halachic Stam Mishnah means he's telling you that whenever there's a Stam Mishnah, we have to follow it, bound by it. And he himself wasn't bound by it. Doesn't make sense. Says the Gemara, you know why? Because Rabbi Yechon Stam Acharina Ashkach. Rabbi Yechon found a different Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, and you have a problem with two Stam Mishnahs. Here you can now choose which Stam Mishnah will follow. High Stam. Where do you find another Stam Mishnah where it says, Alav She'eim Maisa? Ain't like in love. Elay my high stomach at nine. If you tell me it's the following time, which we learned again a week ago. Avala Moise Bitoir, a corn Pesach, if you have left over noise. If it's a toy dig a corn Pesach, he didn't eat it in time and he left over till the following morning. Or Hasha in noise, you will not get Malchus. It says in the Stam Mishnah, you will not get Malchus. Why not? You're even Aveda. It's a lav she'ein boy ma'ase. So what does he mean? That a lav she'ein boy ma'ase, you don't get malchus. So no, it's not Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues. Sorry, it's a lav she'ein boy ma'ase. That's the other opinion. Remember, you had something about it before. Rabbi Yehuda said that lav nizvah say. We'll see in a minute. Or hashoyve betame. You have a current pace that became tame and you broke the bones. Ain't no leikas abon. You don't get malchus. Now. If you break the bones in a carbon Pesach, which was tummy, I understand why you don't get malchus. The Tata said you shouldn't break a bone. It's talking about a carbon that's suitable to be eaten. But if you're left over by a toy digger, my timer, why aren't you getting malchus? Lav isn't the reason. Because what do you do? You didn't finish, you didn't consume the entire animal. So you left it behind. You don't get malchus on it. So Rabbi Yechon found another Stam Mishnah that a lav she'ein b'maisa, you don't get malchus, and therefore you decide to follow that Mishnah. Like Moshe just asked, who told you the pshat in that Mishnah follows Rabbi Yaakov, who says the reason is because a lav she'ein b'maisa ain't like in a love. Maybe he follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda that says, you know why by noisy you don't get malchus? Because the lav hanitik la'asei, could the Torah right away gives you an option how to fix it by burning it. Rabbi Yehuda b'shum debar ha'kos alit la'asei acha loisa said the Torah gave la'asei, which you can only do after loisa. Halav hachi laki, maybe taki you get malchus because the lav she'ein b'maisa, you do get malchus. Where's the other Stam Mishnah that says the lav she'ein b'maisa, you don't get malchus? Don't bring my life for noisy. Maybe the reason why you don't get malchus is because the lav nitik la'asei. The Tanya, we actually learned that this is Machlekes, Rabbi Yaakov and Yehuda, but she had a Machlekes again. Lo Yisrael, see the man of Baikah. It says in the Pasuk, don't leave over anything till the morning. Even though Yisrael, man of Baikah, leave in the morning, but H is where you should burn it. Bo HaKosef. So one opinion says, the Tate is coming, Litan Asay. Acha Lo Yisrael is coming to give you a way out, to redeem yourself, Leimah, to tell you, Shein Leikin love, and all you don't get Malkos, you can burn it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov says, Leimin Hashem, who's there? You don't need that reason. So how do you know which way to learn? You have a Stam Mishnah, and you have a Stam Mishnah over here clearly says that a lav she'ein b'maisa, you do get malchus. You have another Stam Mishnah regarding noisa, you don't get malchus, and there are two ways of learning pshat. Either that Mishnah argues with our Mishnah here, or learn that it doesn't argue, and there's talking about lav nizvah. Which way would you prefer? Of course, lav nizvah. Says, you know what, Elahai, he's from Ash, he found another Stam. Says another Stam, Shvua, it says, a Shvua, Shaloi Eichel Kikazu, he made a Shvua, I will not eat this piece of bread. Shvua shaloi eichlen. And then he made a second shvua on the same bread that I will not eat it. So we made a shvuah on top of a shvuah. We know that the second shvuah has nowhere to coincide because ein shvuah chala shvuah, like you can't make a shvuah on a mitzvah. Once you have a mitzvah, because we were sworn on Har Sinai, you cannot make a shvuah that I won't do a mitzvah. I will do a mitzvah because there's no way for the shvuah to be chal. There's only one person, one of me.
Can you make a shvuah? I won't break that shvuah that I just made.
No.
So that's shvuah shechal al shvuah.
That's right. So over here, it's the moment you made a shvuah that you won't eat bread, you now have a mitzvah to follow that shvuah. And now that you have a mitzvah to follow that shvuah, you make another shvuah that I won't eat the bread. Where is it being chal? So shvuah shelo eichel kikazu, shvuah shelo eichlena, never achla, and you did eat it. So proactively ate it. How many malchus and how many avedas did you do? Ain a chayv ala achas. You only chayv one.
So the second thing is bechol mar shvuah.
That's right. It's like, yeah, so look at Tabrashi. Look at Tabrashi. He spells it out well. Ein chayv ala achas, the ma'achas nishba olav shvuah rishayna. Once you made the first shvuah, nesra olav, right? You said you won't eat this bread. So you're obviously not eat anymore. V'chi hodr ishtab, and then you swear, I won't eat bread. Havalei nishba lekayim a mitzvah. You made a shvuah to mekayim a mitzvah. Now remember the difference between neder and a shvuah. A neder is chal on the object, and a shvuah is on the person. But this person already is obligated, is committed to do this because it's a mitzvah. It's non lekam. A little later on, nishba lekayim is a mitzvah leki and potter mishvuah's carbon. You potter because there's no way for the shvuah to be chal. Says Mishnah. Says Vayti this time Mishnah. Zuhi shvuah's bitui. This is called a shvuah's bitui. When I talk about the future, I'm going to do something. Shechayavin that yechayv malchus. I was doing a makis. I was going carbon. This is the case where you get malchus. Why? Because you're over actively. You said I won't eat the bread, and what did you do? You did eat it. Is mashma, but if you said you will eat the bread, but you didn't, you're not going to get malchus. Why not? Because a lav she'ein b'maisa. So here's your star mishnah. Oy levi yoyded. Zuhi. What mean zuhi? This is it. The chayavin I was doing the makis. Oh, what mean this is it? And not what? Avol oichel. He made a shvu. I will eat bread. The loyach on the poil. You did not eat bread. So how was I over my aveda? By being doing nothing. Lay lucky, you don't get malchus. Yeah. Freddy went, okay, so you explained me you found another Stam Mishnah that allows you ain't by my say ain't like it. Abimechdi, high stomach of a high stomach. You have two Stam Mishnahs. You have a Stam Mishnah Shavuos in the beginning where it said that allows you ain't by my say you do get malchus. And then you have a Stam Mishnah, the very same Masechta, if you program later, that says allows you ain't by my say you do get malchus. So how does Abimechdi know which way to follow? You don't get malchus. How do you know which way to follow? And why does he pass it over there? And he with his shlokish over there that if he said you will eat bread, you don't get malchus. And he rules Allah Shem Maisei Lekin. Why did he decide to follow the second time Mishnah? Says he. My chazi the Ovik. Somebody asks, why did he follow this one? Kihai stomach, le Ovik, kihai stomach. Follow the other one. That's the most question. Freddy Gimore, v'letai mech. Let me ask you a question. It's bothered you have two Stam Mishnahs. Why did Rabbi Yechiel prefer one over the other? Yeah? Let's forget Rabbi Yechiel. What about Rebbe? Why would he put two Stam Mishnahs that contradict each other? Freddy Gimore, v'letai mech, according to you, Rebbe Gufe, Rebbe himself, heichi sasam lon hocha hochi, v'hocha hochi. How did Rebbe over here in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos give a Stam Mishnah that allows Shema Maisa loikin alav? And then in the same Masechta, a few program later, he rules the Lav Shema Maisa ain't loikin alav. What's going on here? Novos. Mikara sava lav she'im. Very interesting when the Gemara says it. Mikara, in the beginning, sava, he thought that a lav she'im ma'isa, like a lot of the first, when the Bistalim said the Shavuos, he was of the mind that a lav she'im ma'isa, you get Malkus, so he learns Tam Mishnah. He's Rabbi Shmuel, but he decided to leave his name out because this is the consensus. This asked me, and therefore he left it blank, anonymous. Vahadar, a few blocks later in the Masechta, he thought about it again, sava, he thought, you know what? Ain't like in the love. And therefore, Vesasma. Again, he made a Stam Mishnah. Aye, so now that he changed his mind, let him go back to the first Mishnah. Yes, he says, Mishnah leizazim in Mekayma. Once he read Mishnah, he won't change it. Look at Ashi, when Mishnah leizazim in Mekayma, three lines in the narrow lines. Mishnah leizazim in Mekayma. Once you learned the Mishnah and you studied it, he didn't want to change it. Mishnah to show you, first Mishnah. Afa pisha chaza by Misti Masa, even though Rebbe changed his mind. Abimacha she poshte bereva talmidim. So they learned the blot. Everyone memorized the Mishnah the way Rebbe taught it. It was too hard for them to forget. You're mixing them up. Once you're anger krit, you know, anger chazad, you memorize the Mishnah in a certain way. If you start changing it, it messes everything up. It's very hard to forget it from their mouths or to stop the yeshivas learning it. The nichu eshtein, so Rebbe decided to leave both.
So this is a big time gap between this first mission and the second.
Even 3 weeks. I guess the chazed, but Taisa said in a few places that this is only b'chad the mesechta, but Bakami said this is only one mesechta. We say they learned in seder. From one mesechta to the next, there's no seder in yonim. But this is all mesechta shuas, the beis and the chaf aleph. Obviously, before the way they learned it, they used to chazed the Mishnah over and over and over again. We had that Rashi, 400 times. They chazed over and over and over until they memorized well before they moved on. So he says,
"If he needs." Does that mean this Mishnah was in writing? Because Lechori was allowed you to write it.
He only wrote it. The Rambam writes, didn't say he wrote it. The Rambam says he organized it, written later. It was written by the Amoraim.
If it was written later, what was the
The order. Everything.
You know, was you not allowed to make an order?
He made the order. No, the Chiddush was he said, go ahead and write it. He just did it himself. But first, it takes the longest time, not the writing, the longest time was to get an order and get a consensus. Stam Mishnah is very important.
Still stayed up by her.
That's what the Rambam seems to learn, yeah. So others say Rebbe himself wrote it.
Then you have like this is what we just learned, the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah.
So that's actually not until Daf Chaf Aleph, and this opinion of Rabbi Kiva comes on also
later. Yeah, right.
So how is it that we bring a machlokes from what we haven't even learned yet?
The Gemara, this is Gemara, this is Mishnah. The Gemara already learned everything. The Mishnah. That's finished. Rashi, a maskil yovin. They expect you to be a maskil. To figure out, shacharoyni ikir shechazer by minashayna. So within the same mesecta, we always have a rule. Stam baka machlekes, you know, it means that he changes his mind. Machlekes vachak stam. So in other words, within one mesecta, you know there's an order, and that's why they do want to change. It's very interesting. So you see how their minds work. And once you memorize something, that's it. You don't play around with it. You want to change it, you got to do something later to make them realize to change it. Shabbos, everybody.